You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Thursday night hoops for the Bucks and an entertaining one at Fiserv Forum as Milwaukee welcomed in the 38-20 Denver Nuggets. Milwaukee raced out to a 7-2 start with Brook Lopez scoring five.
Out top it comes to Lopez. Lopez delivers the bomb and knocks down the three from straight on.
Everything was clicking for the Bucks early with a driving slam from Torian Prince, followed by a three from Kyle Kuzma.
Here's a catch and shoot three from Kuzma, and this time he drains it from the deep corner left. So a timeout for the Nuggets. The Bucks are off to a great start. They have scored seven unanswered points as we sit. 7:48 to play in the first quarter.
The Nuggets scored five straight to make it 20-15 Milwaukee before Giannis answered with authority.
Pocket pass to Lopez now on the other side. Hands off. Giannis swivels down low and punches it down with a one-hand slam. Giannis with his 2,100th dunk of his storied career, sixth all-time.
Denver would slowly reel Milwaukee in with a 9-2 run, 30-27 Nuggets before Lillard beat the buzzer.
Bucks down by three. Here comes the inbound pass. Green's running out of time. Gets it to Lillard. Lillard's going to have to fire up a long bomb, and he buries it with 0.2 seconds to go on the clock.
Things would remain tight in the second quarter with Kyle Kuzma scoring six straight for the home team.
Kuzma, top of the circle. Dribble drive on Naji. Spins his way in the paint. Missed it. Gets it back on the rebound. Turns around and deposits it right back up and in. Kuzma has scored the last six straight for the Bucks.
After the Nuggets scored four straight, Kevin Porter Jr. answered with a three.
Bucks go the other direction. Kyle Kuzma's into the front court. Passes it near wing. Porter flicks the wrist from three, and he sticks it this time. Kevin Porter Jr.
The Bucks never led in the second quarter, but they stayed about as close as a team could possibly stay.
Giannis going the other way in the half court. Spins in on Gordon, puts the shot off the window and good. I mean, how tough is that? Gordon actually read it right, but still couldn't stop him.
A lay-in from Giannis made it 48-47. A three from Gary Trent Jr. made it 51-50.
Giannis on the other side. He's got Strother on him. He's going to try to take advantage of that matchup. Now kicks it out as the double team arrives. Gary Trent has one rattle in and out, and it goes in. In and out, and then in again. Bucks needed to see one of those to go down. A Michelob Ultra three gets the Bucks back to within one.
57-54 Nuggets at the half. Milwaukee would turn the tides in the second half. Threes from Lillard and Prince brought the Bucks back to within two. A three from Giannis, part of a 9-2 run, put the Bucks back on top.
Giannis going to squeeze one for three, and he splashes it through. Giannis hitting a three-pointer for the second straight game.
Giannis scored nine straight as the Bucks built a five-point advantage.
Giannis the other way. He's got it in the front court. Going right at Murray. Spins inside. Stuffs it down with a rim rocker using the right hand with a sledgehammer. Giannis now 19 points.
The next trip down the floor, the lead swelled to six.
Back to Giannis. Giannis sends to the corner. Prince all by himself. He'll let it fly. Bingo! Right in front of the Denver bench, Torian Prince sticks the three.
Another three from Gary Trent Jr., and the Bucks lead grew to seven.
Here comes Milwaukee the other direction. Gary Trent thought about the three. He will let it fly, and he cans it. Trent sticks the jumper from the left wing. Be interesting to see if they look at that on replay. He might have had his foot on the line from my angle. We'll hope not.
Trailing by three at the half, the Bucks led by three entering the fourth quarter. Threes kept falling for the Bucks with A.J. Green launching a pair and connecting on back-to-back possessions.
Second unit for Milwaukee's faring pretty well for themselves. A.J. Green catch and shoot three, and he rips the cords again. Back-to-back threes from A.J. Green, and Michael Malone calls a timeout. You could see the frustration.
But the Nuggets wouldn't quit as Jamal Murray scored seven straight to pull Denver back to within five. Milwaukee's response, five straight to push the lead back to double digits.
Ball batted around ultimately in the hands of Giannis. He feeds it ahead to Trent. Trent lets it fly. Transition three, and he knocks it down. Gary Trent Jr. delivers a beauty from the left wing in transition, and a timeout coming from the Nuggets.
The lead would grow to 12 before the Nuggets launched one final attack. Denver would pull to within five before a 7-2 Bucks run, featuring a mid-range from Giannis.
Lopez passes to Giannis. They wanted Giannis to take the three. Instead, he'll step in, pulls up. Mid-range jumper is pure. ice water running through the veins of the Greek Freak. He's come up with another big score.
And a deep ball from Dame to force the Denver timeout.
Giannis in the front court with Lillard, Kuzma, Prince, and Lopez. Three-pointer from Dame, and he buries it from the left side. That could be your dagger tonight.
One final exclamation point from the Greek Freak, and it was lights out in Milwaukee.
Bucks go the other way. Taurean Prince feeds it ahead to Kuzma, to Giannis. Giannis, look out below. He plants it right in the heart of the cylinder with a big one-hand rim rocker. That is your exclamation.
121-112 the final. An impressive win for the Bucks on their home floor behind balanced scoring. Giannis paced the Bucks with 28, Brooke Lopez added 22, Damian Lillard 19. As a team, the Bucks were 23 of 28 from the free throw line. The Nuggets were just 9 for 11. The Bucks improved to 33 and 25 with the win.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.